Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Word Up Podcast, your daily Bible study companion. We hope you've been blessed by previous episodes. If you're new here, we'd like to say a big welcome. We believe you're not here by accident and we've got something great for you today. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, tea or juice, and let's get right into it. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. KJV. If ye then be raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. I read the NLT as well. It reads, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. This verse was addressed to believers who have received the new life of Christ, which is available to all and for all. Everyone needs this new life, which lies in Christ. Ephesians 2 has a similar message to this verse. It says, we were dead in trespasses, in disobedience and sin, like the rest of the world, but God had mercy on us and gave us a better life. May I just read Ephesians 2 from verse 1 to 5 to portray how this new life came about? Such a lovely passage. It reads, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised us. When He raised Christ from the dead, it is only by God's grace you have been saved. That was Ephesians 2, from verse 1 to 5. I was going to say the natural conception process confers on us all, but I realized that there's been amazing advancement in the area of conception, which includes IVF and the likes. So, whichever method comes to mind, so far as it's not the immaculate conception, we receive the old nature of sin, which makes us live life against God's principle, just as the first man and woman did. So if you're struggling with a particular sin, you're not alone. But our message to you today is this: you've got access to a better life, and it all depends on your choices. All were born sinners, but not all are sinners today. Some have made a choice to accept the life which Christ gives, the life of righteousness. The Apostle Paul compares the concept of sin into the world and presents us with a better way. He said to the Corinthian church, and it reads, so you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. Underline that if it's your Bible, new life. Note the part where he said everyone died because of Adam. Someone might be saying, but I never knew Adam or Eve. Why should I be a partaker of their mistakes? It is because they were our representatives, the first humans on earth. Please be reminded that even today, if there was an agitation among the citizens of a nation, for the government to listen to them and dialogue, the people need to send a representative to have that chat with the government. And whatever the representatives say is considered the voice of the people. And I know our choice representatives don't always make it to those meetings, but whatever conclusion is made affects us. Is that true with your country? I suppose so, because it is impossible for the president or prime minister to speak to every single citizen to get their opinion. We all initially had a representative who made a choice that led to sin, with death being the consequence, but God in His mercy sent us another representative to change that status quo, the man Jesus, who made a better choice and has now wrought for us a package of righteousness and eternal life with God. The caveat here is that although the first state of sinful flesh comes automatically on us by virtue of our birth, the second state, which is new life in Christ, is not automatic. We have to make that decision consciously if we wish to enter into the finished work of Christ and be transformed from death to life. It is entirely our choice. A verse of the day again says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Assuming you have made the decision to receive the life of Christ, he says, set your sights on heavenly realities. Set your sight. KJV says, seek those things which are above. Seek righteousness. Seek peace. Seek love, joy, faith. Seek forgiveness, gentleness, humility, and the likes. These are the realities of heaven, where Christ is seated and we are seated with Him. Do not be carried away by the life of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, wild partying, drunkenness, sexual immorality, addictions. We shared extensively on these three on the episode on 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, which was the last four episodes. You may wish to have a listen if you desire to hear more on that subject. As we bring this to a wrap, we are sojourners on earth, and we've got a destination. Our destination is dependent on our choices here on earth. There's a lot of deception in the world today. Let us fix our minds and hearts on Jesus, not only so that we can be saved from sin, but that we may enjoy this life we have received and not fall away. What are three lessons we could learn from this verse? Number one, every human being was born in sin, but we've got the choice to come out of it and receive a better life. Number two, we are pilgrims on earth, so live like you're on a journey. Live like you're on a journey. Lesson number three, our destination is fully dependent on the choices we make. Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank you for the promise of the new life in Christ. Thank you for by your grace we have been saved. Help us to fix our minds and hearts on things above. Help us to overcome the challenges of this world and live righteously for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for tuning into the Word of Podcast today. We hope you've been inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You could also do it by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up Podcast. God bless you. Bye-bye.